Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Listach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is hit by the pitch. Listach moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. There goes Listach. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Nilsson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Listach scores. Nilsson scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mieske hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Seitzer scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stinnett for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Loretta for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Stinnett and he is safe. Durham steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Eldred fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karkovice moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Karkovice scores. Guillen moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Phillips tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Nilsson moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Jaha moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson scores. Jaha moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, Brewers. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newfield for the out. Jaha scores. Seitzer moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Brewers. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinnett strikes out. Karkoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stinnett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5. Brewers. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Brewers, 6. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. There goes Mudin trying to get to home. Newfield throws the ball into Cirillo, who relays the ball to Stinnett, who tags Mudin, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 7-6, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Jaha, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mieske hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Newfield hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Miranda now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina pinch hits for Kelly Stinnett. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. 1 out. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mark Loretta. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Listach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Jesse Levis now catching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bertotti now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Simas now pitching. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jaha moves to third. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mouton hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Durham bunts towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Mark Newfield. Al Levine now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis takes first base on ball 4. David Hull's pinch runs for Jesse Levis. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Hull's moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Hull scores. Listach moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 7, Brewers, 7. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Listach scores. Cirillo goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-7, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. David Hulse now playing left field. Pat Listach now playing center field. Dave Nilsson now catching. Matt Miazzi Gielen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gielen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gielen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gielen. The throw from Nilsson and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Ron Villone now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.